Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is a daily show where I discuss news nonsense and my... Did you hear that? I said news... News, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day from the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find these folks at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to go if you want to get a golf cart, an ATV, a UTV, a motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, all that fun stuff that the hillbillies here in Michigan like to play with. They also have a full service department. You can find them in Rockford, Michigan. E-Rock is here. Always a good time. I just saw one of E-Rock's podcasts. I think it was his latest one where he took a deep dive. And a lot of people said it was a much needed dive into the brain of one Opie Hughes. Greg Opie Hughes. There had been some sparring going back and forth. E-Rock typically is above that. And but not this time. He couldn't resist. He had to break some things down. And I'm glad he did it. Opie Eric suggested there's some deep-seated mental illness. He writes, it's number 29 on radio's 30 under 30 list. Eric Zane, I don't think so. Yeah, man. Anyway, E-Rock's got a great podcast. And if you search out, it's Eric Nagel. One of his recent episodes, he also shared this with me, features one of the most ridiculous stories of a potential radio employer courting someone for a job and then completely botching it. I don't want to steal all of the thunder on the episode, but E-Rock, somebody reached out to E-Rock in New York about a pretty darn good job doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work and a lot of supervision. And a lot of, probably a pretty good paycheck, too, overseeing a lot of different entities with said radio company. He didn't specify. And, hey, we've been watching your career, and we think we got a spot for you that's going to be big. And so he hauls his ass into the city. It takes forever there. It's super expensive to get anywhere there. And it was a complete catastrophe from beginning to end. You must listen to this. I had something similar happen like that. One of the recent times that I got fired or hired or whatever, I was out of work. This was sometime between free beer and now. And there was a radio company that was a little bit far away, but they reached out to me. Same thing. Hey! We've been watching your career, man, and we're ready. We are preaching at the altar of Eric Zane. We've heard about what you can do. Let's get you in here and talk. Yeah? And I'm right away drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm like, oh, yeah. Cool. What's up? Well, we want you to oversee this morning show, and you're going to be on. And it's going to be awesome. All right. So I drive down there. I meet with this guy. And it's two people, actually. The one's the GM and the other one is the operations manager, the program director. All right. What's your philosophy on mornings? So I like break it down. What I like to do, how I like to do it. Oh, we're all about that. You're going to fit in beautifully here. Anyway, here's our insurance plan. It's not bad. They're like going over. We got 401k match. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was a little bit of a drive, though. I wasn't. You'd have to travel from here to a community called Kalamazoo. I'm like, oh, boy. And they go, well, that's okay. That's okay. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get up at 1 in the morning. How does that sound? And I'm like, not great. So I right away kind of didn't want the job, but I was interested in seeing where, you know, what they could come up with and how this would work. And so that ends. And then they said, okay, we want you to go to this website and fill out your, it was a radio company that has a reputation in the industry of being like a cult. Yeah, a cult. And they made me fill out a personality profile. And you have to answer all these questions. And then they form like kind of like an opinion about your brain. Maybe this is what happened. Maybe I took that and they went, oh, fuck that. This guy's a psychopath. But I'm not kidding you. After I took that, they immediately stopped calling. Hey, this is Eric Zane calling for so-and-so. I took my brain profile test and, what's your name again? Eric Zane. And you're from where? I'm not from anywhere. I'm calling because you want a job here? No. Well, I mean, I guess, but they called me. And they had me fill out, a personality. Okay, all right, yep. All right, yep. Okay, yep. And what is your name again? Okay. I'm going to pass it along to the management staff here, and we will get back to you. Okay. And for the longest time, we're talking a month, maybe more, I heard nothing. And I even had to call and say, look, I know this isn't happening, but I just need you to tell me. I need some type of correspondence from you. And some asshole, that one of those two dicks, went ahead and finally said, yeah, it's just not going to work out. We've decided to hire from within or some bullshit like that. You know, now that I talk about it more and more, it seems like maybe they did get a glimpse into my brain and said, there's no fucking way we're going to have this psychopath here. No way. Those two dudes, they ended up getting blown out a short time later. And I don't even know what the hell happened to the radio station. Speaking of radio, a pal of mine, Greg Henson, who had been working here, I mentioned to you that he got blown out at LAV. They made an announcement on the air. Greg is no longer with the radio station, which I always love the announcement of Greg is no longer or so-and-so is no longer. Like when I left or when I got fired, Greg and Chris said, yeah, Eric Zane and the parent company have parted ways. And that is such bullshit. I did not part ways. I was fired for making fun of a guy's pants. That's what happened. Just say that. Yeah, EZ made fun of some guy's pants, and that guy got mad, so he's being canceled. E-Rock says, no job is worth 1 a.m., and then he adds, by the way, the company layoffs are happening today. This industry continues to suck. Can you tell me what company? Is it our company? Because E-Rock and I work for iHeartMedia. We are just a couple of small cogs, are we, in the world of iHeartMedia. Is it iHeart? Am I gonna go to voice track my shift on the oldies station, and then it's gonna say, sorry, you do not have access. He says, in fact, it is our company. Oh, no. You know, I was talking recently about it wouldn't be out of the question for a radio company to go to a guy like me who voice tracks on a radio station 7 days a week for no money if they said, hey, we're either going to let you go or you agree to let us use AI to clone your voice and we'll give you like $1,000. And then they would take the AI voice, well, maybe not mine, but some people's AI voice, and then replicate that everywhere. Kind of like that voice you hear on all those TikTok videos. I think that's an AI voice. Man Bun Chris says, I remember when you said 101.3 was AI and you got it all and you got us all wound up. Yeah, you know, that was a year and a half before I realized that that was actually a thing, that you could clone a voice. I didn't even know when I came up with that ruse that my voice had been made into some not me and being used on the radio. I didn't even know that the industry had gotten to the point that that actually was being talked about, and it's absolutely real today. So anyway, I saw that on the Grand Rapids subreddit that somebody was asking about Greg Henson getting fired, and then somebody made a comment. Yeah, I heard about it on Eric Zane's show. Greg is on the beach and living in town here and a great talent. And it just so happens that he got fired on Friday. And then on Monday of this week at Q100, the radio station in northern Michigan I work for, which is really an outlier, locally owned company, but it's a very small town. Somebody resigned. The operations manager resigned. Great guy, by the way. Sweet dude named JJ. He's out in 2 weeks. So Cheryl reaches out. She says, ZZ, do you know anybody? I go, fucking A, I do, actually. I know this guy just got fired 73 hours ago. So these two sniff butts, and Henson might be my boss by, like, the end of the week. Molly says FBHW Greg got fired. No, no, no. Greg Henson is, we're not talking about Greg Daniels. Greg Henson, actually, is a totally different dude. I could understand why you wouldn't be in the loop because you only know about Freebear Greg from me talking about it on here, being that you were, you didn't listen to my radio years at all, Molly. So totally understandable. E-Rock says, so someone in New York City radio had their voice stolen and is used in AI videos all over TikTok. God damn it. Larry Mullins, afternoon news announcer for 1010 Wins. He can't legally do anything about it right now. It sucks. Shit. Murder Lover Linda says, thank God you were nice to him. Yeah, but if I wasn't nice to him, I wouldn't have tipped him off about the job. But radio does have a way of being cosmic like that. You know, one guy that you're beating the shit out of one day might be your boss the next. Man Bun Chris says, was Greg Henson on 96.1 back in the day? Yes. I think he filled in for a sports show. He has been on every radio station in America. I should probably get him on right now because if people are paying attention to this enough to know any updates about Greg's career, it's through me. And, you know, I'm just hoping he doesn't let it go to voicemail. Being that he doesn't have to get up at the 3 a.m.
Your call has been forwarded to
Fuck. Okay. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Text Greg Henson.
What do you want to say?
Call back, comma, cock, period. I want to put you on the podcast, period.
Okay. Sending.
I was hoping she'd repeat it. I always like it when she repeats the nasty messages. I do have a clip, a preview from the upcoming edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Which our pal Eric Nagel loves. That show will drop tomorrow. Ben Glaze and I will premiere it on Patreon. We'll do it live, and you can be part of it with a free 7-day trial at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Sign up for the 10 days or $10 a month to be able to see it as it happens live. You have no obligation to pay anything when you sign up for the 7 days free. If you just want to try it out, just cancel it before the 7 days and you will not be charged. Or let it ride if you like it. Or let it expire and then re-enable your card because your account is still your account. On yesterday's show, there was a moment that stood out to me. It always seems ridiculous to me, the topics that happen on that show. Typically, they are culled directly from these radio prep sheets that exist. Some wise ass decided that he knows that all radio people are super lazy. So if we just produce a stack of 100 sheets of stories that really aren't that interesting, every radio station in America will read them. And it's true. And one of the topics they discussed was about how some weirdo on TikTok suggested there's a couple of hacks when it comes to, of all things, eating bread that can make it all healthier for you. And it was pointless. Every bit of the conversation resulted in comments like, wow, isn't that something? Huh. Well, the more you know, shit like that, which you've grown accustomed to Ben and I covering on our show. But this moment in particular, our beloved pal Kelly Cheese made a comment about her favorite bread. There's a particular brand of bread that she really enjoys. And there was a question that was asked by Freebeer that it stopped. I was on my walk. I was taking my old man walk and I go, what? Oh no. Well, I gotta pull this clip. Here you go.
Y'all ever had Dave's Killer Bread? This is silly. Mm-hmm. I'm going on a bread deep dive here.
I haven't.
Dave's Killer Bread is the best.
What is it?
Yeah. Have you heard of Dave's Killer Bread? I haven't, he says. She says Dave's Killer Bread is the best. And Greg said, what is it?
Y'all ever had Dave's Killer Bread? This is silly. Mm-hmm. I'm going on a bread deep dive here.
I haven't.
Dave's Killer Bread is the best.
What is it?
Is there anyone who heard that who is not sure what type of product Dave's Killer Bread would be? I'm guessing that if you had 100 people and you lined them all up and each one of them asked them individually, what is Dave's Killer Bread? 100 out of 100 would say bread. What is it? Okay. That is really great. And there's even more to that clip. And I'll share that coming up on tomorrow's Who Are These Free Beers? Dave's Killer Bread is the best. What is it? We'll explore the follow-up question by Greg. What he did was he realized that it was a stupid question. Dave's Killer Bread is the best. What is it? Oh. And then he asks another question. We will get into that tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time. You must see us live, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Don't be a bitch and not sign up for the 7 days free. E-Rock does not like Dave's Killer Bread. His comment is, it tastes like ground-up coasters. Dave's Killer Bread is made by convicts looking to reform. Skip says, I work at a grocery store. It's full grain bread, supposed to be healthier. Cole adds, probably some hippie bread made from plants. I'm pretty sure that all bread is made from plants, Cole. I'm thinking that there's not too many breads that are made from ground beef. I mean, perhaps a meatloaf. E-Rock says, Dave was an ex-con who worked in a bakery to turn his life around. His company hires ex-cons to give them jobs right out of prison to rehabilitate. Oh, you weren't. I thought you were kidding, but it's no, it's actually true. Well, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard. All right. Day number 8 or 9 of me really trying to focus on lose the weight after the doctor said, easy, you're starting to get, you're out of the green and you're into, hold on. Hey, no. Do not do that. There was a little dog oral going on there. We can't have that. Doctor said, easy, as soon as you get to 7.2% chance of sudden death from heart attack because of your cholesterol, then I'm putting you onto a statin, which I'm not sure what that is. It's some type of medicine to lower your cholesterol. And I think there's side effects to it that aren't great. E-Rock says, you need a dog cam for super chats and bits. Yes, I do. I know that. Everybody's been bothering me saying, easy, get a dog cam. But and then what I'm curious, I mean, I don't know too much about how that works. You'd have to set it up for me. I'm too lazy to actually do it. You don't have to do it. I just haven't done it. People have said, easy, what are you doing? Why are you not doing this? I know. My first answer is, well, you can already see them on the camera. You have a dog camera. You have me and them. I'm a little bit apprehensive on the whole bits and super chats, though. I feel like enough money leaves the audience's pockets. You know what I mean? I mean, because I already, there's various ways that I have to make ends meet around here, in addition to having them support the sponsors. They either have to link up their Amazon Prime here to this show if they can, or they like pay it. And then they have to pay for Patreon too. It's like, Jesus Christ, how much can I get these people to pay? Badger says Rumble is the best. I got to get my show on Rumble. Rumble, Kick, we talked about that. Have I lifted a finger to get it there? No. I will, though. One day, I will. Anyway, so the doc says, easy. Yeah, you're at about a 6.1. If that number hit 7.2, put you on the statins. And then, or just lose 20 pounds. Lose 20 pounds. The bad cholesterol will drop. The good cholesterol will go up. So it's been 8 days. I've been walking my fucking face off. That I was diagnosed. Remember I told you about arthritis in the knees? Now it's arthritis in the hip. The left hip is arthritic. I got the results back. And so with that in mind, and that explains why when I go on these walks, I get done and then I lay down in bed. And just like my knees used to do, my fucking hip starts like screaming at me. So I am quite literally falling apart. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm focusing on that. Trying to get to the point where I can drop that weight and the cholesterol comes down. Kick is a wasteland unless you are already popular from YouTube or Twitch. Yeah, I'm not popular on anything. My goal is to just go ahead and put myself on as many platforms as possible in hopes that people will get the content. The more the merrier, that type of deal. Zane's hips don't lie. It's so true. Black Belt Nick adds, I just had an episode this week, this weekend. They thought I had a stroke. It's scary as hell, even with how much I work out. Oh. So, Nick, is there a high cholesterol in your system right now? Jesus. I hope that's taken care of. Okay. The NFL has fined Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, when I see Jerry Jones, whenever I see him, he always is like this. This is how I always remember Jerry Jones. But it's hard to believe that when Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys, however many years ago, I remember when that happened. He was like in his 40s. He's like 10 years younger than I am right now. But he's always looked like this to me. He gave the finger to a bunch of fans. And the NFL has fined him $250,000. Drop in the bucket, right? Hang on. Made an obscene gesture towards the fans at MetLife Stadium. I don't know where that is. Is that New York? Doesn't matter. Yeah, they were taking on the Jets. Jerry, why did you give the fans the finger? He said it was inadvertent. And he also said it was intended for the fans of the Cowboys, not the New York Jets. So wait a minute. You accidentally gave, you're telling us you gave your fans the finger. I'm not sure that makes it better. And you did it inadvertently. How do you inadvertently give someone the finger? Jones was on his radio show, and he said he intended to flash a thumbs up to the celebrating Dallas Cowboys fans. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent. Measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. SecretNature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. So he's in his box there at MetLife Stadium. You know, he probably got the sweet seats, and there's people around him in the cheaper seats in front of him. And he's like going, yeah, we scored. We scored. He wanted to do that, you know, thumbs up. But instead of going to the Cowboys fans that were cheering him on, right, instead of going, yeah, thumbs up, he went, yeah, yeah. That is the story that he is giving. He was caught on a video that went viral of him smiling, pointing toward the fans, and then giving them the finger. He said on 105.3 The Fan, that was unfortunate. That was kind of an exchange with our fans out in front of us, Jones said. There were a swarm of Cowboys fans out in front, not Jets fans, Cowboys fans. The entire stadium was brimming with enthusiasm of Cowboys, and certainly late in the game. Jones' gesture came soon after Dak Prescott's fourth touchdown pass that gave the Cowboys a 37-14 lead. The gesture was inadvertent on my part because that was right after we made our last touchdown, and we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand. Okay, what type of fucking idiot? How do you expect us to believe this? Like anybody would want to go, yeah, but instead go, yeah. Come on, I mean, what the fuck? I would have so much more respect for him because he's going to get the fine either way if he just said, yeah, well, it was Jets fan, so who cares? Wouldn't that be easier to do than just lie to people? I had a chance to look at it, got straightened out pretty quick, but the intention was thumbs up and basically pointing at our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited. All right. Yeah, he's kind of a jackass. That's one of those guys, he like runs the team, you know? You would think that the owner of the team would run the team. But like he's the general manager. He's the one who decides on trades and who to draft and shit like that. Black Belt Nick says they were probably heckling him for the Micah trade. Cole says, honest mistake. Yeah, right. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Okay, don't go anywhere. It's time to go potty. I promise I will loop the music. It's already looped. I'll be back. Hang tight. Okay, been a lot of radio talk. Speaking of radio, I want to share with you a video that I was involved in. The radio station up north has this thing called the Birthday Club. Of course they've got the Birthday Club. And what they did is they partnered with a pizza chain. As you know, a chain that partners with me down here, BC Pizza. And so the audience is encouraged to go to the website and sign up to be in the Birthday Club. So you leave your information, and then on your birthday, you get your name mentioned on the radio by me. You get a free three-topping pizza from BC Pizza, and you get a fun video message from the Q Crew, us. Well, not that long ago, we recorded the video. And it is something else. And I'm going to share that video with you now. Yes, I am included in the video. Now, for those of you that are just listening to the audio, I'm going to play the whole thing first. And you won't, like, know what's going on until I actually explain it to you. I will leave a link in the show notes for you to check out this video. Badger says BC Pizza is popular in hard living line towns.
Okay. You want 100 Michigan?
Hang on a second. I'm fucking this shit up because I suck. Okay. Here's the video.
I can't believe Easy is late again.
Yeah, it's starting. Where's the pizza?
They're going to get it on the request fast.
Oh, finally! This is awesome! You saved us all. Easy!
Easy!
What?
Now I know he always smells like pepperoni.
You say it's your birthday. Happy birthday from the Q Crew. You say it's your birthday. We hope you have a great time. It's a rock and roll birthday.
Happy birthday from everyone here at Q100 Michigan and BC Pizza. Click on the link below to download the certificate for your small three-topping pizza from BC Pizza. Hometown handmade gourmet.
Yes, you're gonna have a party, party. It's time for a pizza party. A delicious pizza party. It's time for...
Okay. So that's it. Rebecca says, this is so cringe, it's almost cool. For those of you just listening to the audio podcast, basically, a few of the air talent, that would be J-Bo, Joe Mama, and Roadrunner, are waiting for me to show up with the pizza for the pizza party. All of a sudden, Officer Pizzarelli comes in. And then the big guy, JC, takes the head off of Officer Pizzarelli. That would be me in the mascot suit. I smell like pepperoni, I guess. And then we dance like morons to a stupid song. Yeah. So, I love this stuff. I love these silly hometown. You describe it as cringe. I describe it as the greatest thing ever. Ben should break this down tomorrow night. Well, it definitely is worth breaking down. Rick from TC Paintball is here. He says, I'm singing that at the next paintball war. Murder Lover Linda says, your Happy Gilmore video was the best. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Let's see. Grand Rapids Griffins Happy Gilmore. Shot for shot. Yeah, I can't find it. I've got it somewhere. It's so long ago. It's like on page 10 of your internet searches. Your commercials need to be played on Who Are These Broadcasts. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. I can pass that along to Christian. And the Grand Rapids Griffins shot for shot one with Happy Gilmore. Okay. Thank you to Chris, Man Bun Chris. He sent along an update for us. This is on the football coach who screamed at the player and then I think hit him. It happened so fast. And this isn't like a little kid. This is the idiot running back for the Arizona Cardinals, Amari DiMercato. He takes the ball 72 yards for a touchdown. But just before he crosses the goal line, he drops the ball. And it because he thought, I scored, and he dropped it. But it was a fumble. Now, this has happened many times over the years, players, for some reason, drop the ball, celebrate too early. Well, the coach got pissed off and was screaming at this guy on the sideline, and his teammate was snuggling him. He, like, had his arms around him, and the player, like, had his head rested on his shoulders, and that's because these are young people, you know, like 25. And when you're a 25-year-old in the year 2025, you are the biggest child on the planet. You cannot handle when you make mistakes. You cannot handle when you get yelled at. And so the coach is screaming at him. And then it looks like he hit him, which, good. You know, that's what you want to do. You want, if you're the football coach and a guy's getting paid $15 million a year, and he drops the football. And that, by the way, was a turning point in the game because then the Tennessee Titans came all the way back and won the game. And it was all because of this asshole. It's his fault. That is appropriate. And then the next day, the coach comes out. We played it yesterday. And he's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I just lost my cool. It was all my fault. And it's like, oh, my God, no. That was a great moment. We need more of that. Well, he's in even more trouble. The Cardinals are fining John Gannon $100,000 for his sideline altercation with running back Amari DiMercato. That is steep and ridiculous. I remember when this coach of the Miami Dolphins was actually like... awesome. And for some reason, he's become a huge pile of shit. His press conferences, he seems so out of it. Watch this after like another shitty game for the Dolphins. They fell. And this is the guy talking. I forget. What the fuck is this guy's name again?
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the uh, the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
That is very Ben Glaze-like. This dude was talking shit to Baker Mayfield of the Bucks before the game. And then after the game, the Bucks won. And Mayfield had words for the guy from Seattle after they won the game. Mayfield calls him a fucking pussy. This guy here is laughing. I thought I had the clip of after that, but they ended up winning and he's kept talking shit to him. I'm not sure what's going on with this. Chris sent it along and I'm not sure. It says, guy is painting and he says, so I was randomly scrolling through Twitch streamers with no viewers. So this could be like me. And I found this guy who was trying to share his art. Looks like a nice painting there. That guy did a good job on that painting. So I followed him. And this guy sees that Mr. Kind is now following him.
Appreciate the follow. Show my artwork. Yeah, so this one, I finished.
Okay, so now this guy is showing off his art to Mr. Kind. And I don't know who Mr. Kind is. It might be a big wig. And now this guy is doing a show for one person. He is showing his artwork and talking about it.
Yesterday, I did it after I got out of the military.
But then he said this. My wife is the one.
My wife is the one that got me back into painting because, like, a lot of stuff has been going on. And sometimes I just sit here in the, I just sit in the dark. And my wife turned around and just said, hey, you know what? You need to get back into painting. And then I was just like, I don't want to do it. I don't really care anymore. I just started back up and I like it.
Then that this person says, then I sent my community to his stream. And we donated him over $3,000. Okay.
No, oh, no, dude, you guys don't have to do that. Like, I'm just doing this for fun. Like, this is what makes me want to keep doing it. What's making me happy is that you guys are here. That's like the best thing I could ever ask for. Thank you for making me feel like I'm a part of a community now. Like, wow.
Then it says, then his wife came. He wheels her in on a cart. She's been dead for years.
You want me to get my wife? My wife's in her pajamas.
I'm so proud of you. I've been telling him for years. He's so talented, and I just want him to keep sharing his art. We really appreciate you guys.
If it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't be.
My mom didn't really get, or wife didn't really get dressed up for this, and it just showed up in her fucking bath towel. Bathrobe.
Be here right now. If I had one message for the world, what would it be? Just love each other and pray. We need that right now.
Yeah, I can't go that far. Nope. What we need here is just do something interesting. Yeah, and it's obviously you're doing at least one thing interesting for one person. But yeah, I can't say that I agree with.
Just love each other and pray. We need.
Okay. I'm not going to pray. Well, yeah, I'll pray, but I'm going to pray for, like, you know, just some private things. Hang on. Here's Greg Henson. Eric Zane Show podcast. You're on the show.
E-Z.
The story about you getting fired from LAV made it onto the Grand Rapids subreddit.
Oh, I'm surprised anyone gave a damn.
No, more you there. More people know followed you than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocker.
So I haven't yet gotten into the thread on that, but
oh boy,
yeah, somebody, and then somebody said that he then said I heard it on whoever this was said he heard it on my show, so I've been kind of following along.
Okay,
and then I also gave them the background of the timing of how the boss at my radio station left, and that you're like sniffing butts with the ownership of the radio station up north. So that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. No, everything's good.
Yeah.
What's the Reddit say?
You know, I haven't looked at it. I can pull it up with you if you want. Hang on. Reddit.
Sure. But I don't ever go on Reddit.
Oh, it's a great wasteland.
Is it?
Yeah. Because everybody's anonymous. So you can just be a total asshole.
Of course. Well, I'm sure it says I suck and I deserve it. That's just what it always says.
Now you've been. Can you share what went down?
It wasn't anything really sexy. When stations don't lose money, guys who make the most go first. And it almost felt personal because I feel like they really damaged a brand to do this. You know what I mean? Because now Michelle's left alone because Travis had a baby. He's out 8 weeks. And the morning show, I mean, if you tune in now to see what the plan is, it's Michelle alone. And you know, I feel bad for her. She didn't deserve that.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. At the very least, you and I spoke. You know, if you're gonna let Greg go, you might want to give Michelle show some respect and do it like after Travis comes back from his maternity leave.
Right. No, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I feel the same way about that. That you do wait. You know, you don't let Travis go on his deal and then leave her alone. I mean, she's got nobody, and then to tell her you can't bring anybody in.
Okay. Yeah, that is tough. You and her go way back. You
almost 25 years.
Yeah. Now talk about that. How did that all come about? Michelle McCormick come into your life?
It was a dark night at a bar. We'd both been drinking. No. she was working in Detroit when I was there, and I was the program director and doing middays at the Ticket. And I wasn't having a great time, let's just put it that way. So I said to my boss, how about I go work with that chick on 97.1, and she sounds fun. And he said, well, go have coffee. If you like each other, let's talk about it. We hit it off right away. And next thing I know, I'm doing middays on 97.1 with Michelle. It was a blast. And then I got let go, and I ended up going to Dallas. And we've been trying to get together for 18 years, and we finally make it happen. And then the guy who hired us, he left. They brought in a new guy, and he made a reckless decision, I think. There could have been other things done that wouldn't have damaged the front-facing, you know, the front face of LAV. That's why I say it really felt personal.
All right. So that was Friday. Now here we are. There are a couple things cooking that you have options. That's a great feeling, isn't it? When you're kind of like, cause when you're in that no man's land, you're like, oh God, is anybody going to call? That's the worst. That's a bad, bad vibe.
I had a call within 12 hours of being fired. An email, I should say. And then I had a conversation on Monday with that guy. That's a really interesting opportunity. With me, I would have to move yet again, which I'm not thrilled about. But it is what it is. You know, I'm sitting here looking around my house in Allendale thinking, damn it, why is it me this time? But I will tell you, as far as Grand Rapids, until they get that revenue turned around, they're just going to clip people. I felt that way for the last year. I mean, they've lost a ton of money.
Yeah, and it's industry-wide, and the radio station I work for is kind of an outlier because they don't have to play by the same rules as big market radio stations.
And the big market ones have all run themselves into so much debt. I mean, that's industry-wide, but the radio's still a good business if you don't have more debt than Detroit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
they can make money. These stations could make money if they were individually owned again. Like if Eric and Greg owned LAV, that thing would make money because we wouldn't have debt. We wouldn't be looking at double-digit returns, and we'd make it go. But, you know, when consolidation happened, everyone bought stations expensive. Now they're not worth that much. They can't even dump them. I mean, our company just turned one off in Muskegon rather than pay the electric bill.
Are you still an asshole about the Detroit Lions?
The Lions, Eric, just proved me wrong every 5 minutes. I love it.
Okay, so you're softening that stance because
I softened that last year. My whole thing was all along, win a playoff game. So 2 years ago, I was kind of off that. My whole deal was you can go 15-2 all you want. You got to win playoff games, and they did.
Have you ever seen a baseball team in recent memory as Jekyll and Hyde as the Detroit Tigers?
They're just Hyde now, though, Eric. They're ass. Man, I've never seen a playoff team be a bigger beating to watch. It's just a beating to watch that offense.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I look, the Tigers are my team. I never thought they were as good as they were, and I don't think they're this bad. So I just... They just... The ownership is so frustrating. They just don't give a damn. And, that was evident at the trade deadline when they didn't make any deals.
When you were in Detroit with your strong opinions on the sports teams, did the sports teams ever demand that you shut up or get fired?
Oh, many times. The Lions did. The Lions pulled my credentials, me and my partner's credentials. They pulled Ford Motor money because of the Lions, and Mike Ilitch pulled Little Caesars money off other stations in our cluster.
Because they didn't like something you said.
Well, we did a bit about William Clay Ford where the old man would call us drunk and smoking, and he'd be like, hey, Baldo. I mean, he actually was funny because he called me Baldo, and he called Jamie Bighead, and he would just yell at us. And the Lions were like, you can't have, because he called in one day and remember they were going to ban alcohol at the Silverdome because of all the fights.
Right.
And we said, you're going to ban alcohol at the Silverdome? And he said, yeah, everywhere but the owner's booth.
Oh, fuck.
That pissed him off, Eric. That pissed him off. But
yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you just got to do what's entertaining for the fans, man. We think like fans on sports radio, you know, and that's what they relate to. So that was a blast.
No, no question. I enjoyed listening to it. It was always good.
Tried to hire you once. And yeah. You said no.
Way, way back. Oh, my God. Way, way back. We're talking the late 90s. Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
And now here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, a couple of unemployed assholes.
Right. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I tell you what. I'm excited about the future, one way or the other, and people have been asking, so I figured we'd get you on here and shoot the shit, and I hope to talk to you very soon.
Yes, I'm going to be joining the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Oh! Hey, you went up against them when you were doing the show with Michelle. Did you have to listen to their show to kind of like, did you ever listen to it, like in any capacity?
I listened to a couple of podcasts.
What's going on there, Greg?
So I didn't know it at its zenith when you were there. I didn't know what it was like, but to me, I don't know, man. I feel like the weak are inheriting the earth here because I think some of these shows are just so safe, you know, just safe, and they stay in their little box. And hey, more power to them, Eric. They're working.
Yep, they are working. We are doing it wrong.
Yeah, definitely. And, yep. But, you know, the listeners vote, and the listeners vote for the Free Beer and Hot Wings, and that's good. I mean, we were doing fine, too, but you know, we are still fairly in our new with only 2.5 years in.
But. Yeah, yeah, it's tough going up against them. They got this 20-plus year head start in Grand Rapids, so a lot of that is heritage, and you know as well as I do that that does mean something.
Well, look at the other big morning show in town. It's the station. It's never the talent. You know, like. I shouldn't say it's never the talent, but the other big show, the country show, they've changed people like 3 times and they still have the same exact ratings.
Yeah. The one thing that stands out to me though, is Freeburn Hot Wings is the only show that outperforms the rest of the radio station. Like
yes.
they have, these monumental rating shares in the radio station itself. The rest of the day has a third of that. So
yes,
that's the only show that pulls that off. Maybe Mojo, but that's about it.
We did every now and again, we would have higher ratings than the rest of the station, but just minimally, like a half a share.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking terrible. We sucked.
All right. I'll holler at you.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye. That's Greg Henson. He is the best radio guy that a lot of you have never heard of. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.